You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests represent Alaska Legacy Partners, a real estate and venture capital group that has been working on some projects here in Juno and statewide. Welcome, Garrett Schoenberger and Paul Simpson.
Hello.
Hi.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks so much for being here today. I'm really interested in this interview and what we're going to be talking about. You're here today to share some of the details of and plans for your purchase of the Mendenhall Business Park. And I think most people are familiar with that area, but we'll go over that again, where that is and what it encompasses. But first, I wondered if you had any other projects in town that we could talk about that are already in progress that our listeners might be familiar with so they kind of know about your work.
Yeah. Our first project was what we call the Jetty, which is the former UAS bookstore building in Auk Bay. Before that, it was Horton's Hardware for the long time.
That's before my time.
Yeah. But it was a 10,000 square foot building that we repositioned, and now there's going to be a brewery, brew pub, going in there, a Forbidden Peak Brewery, which is really exciting. And then we have some vacant land behind that that we have we're planning on building 32 kind of ocean view condo units. And so that was our first kind of foray into Juneau, and our first project, both being back home.
Right, because you're both from here, right?
Right. Yeah, my grandfather actually moved here in the 70s and started El Sombrero, and so we've been here for a couple. I'm the third generation. Actually, four. My daughters are here now too. So, excited to be home.
Yeah, and go on, Garrett.
Yeah, same for me. Born and raised. I'm in Alaska, Yakutat and Juneau. And Paul and I both moved back about 2 years ago after building our careers outside of Juneau. But we came back more so for lifestyle purposes. I'm recently married, baby on the way. Paul's got two kids. It was kind of a choice to move back. And we got together and collaborated on a company that, kind of pooling our skill sets together, real estate being my background and venture capital being Paul's background. And we put that together and came up with Alaska Legacy Partners. And so we've been back about 2 years. We've got three projects. We mentioned the Jetty, the Mendenhall Business Park, and we also have the other is a senior living project, a 15-room, up to 30-bed assisted living facility, which is the former JYS Cornerstone property by the skate park in the valley. We actually purchased that property from the city, and we're very close to breaking ground or starting construction on that project as well. So we're very active, and we're still looking for more opportunities, not just in Juneau, but across the state.
And tell us what's happening now with the Mendenhall Business Park. First of all, can you describe the area that encompasses?
Yeah, so it's we're excited about that one. It's an important project for the valley, or parcel for the valley. It encompasses 27 acres, and it's kind of the gateway to the valley there. It's bordered by Egan, Riverside, and Loop Road. And besides the unique structure, it's set up as a land lease, which was pretty exciting. We saw a good opportunity there with there's vacant parcels to add more development. And, ultimately, I think, it represents something special to the valley.
Yeah, it's a very kind of a fun project. It's funny. We are Alaska Legacy Partners, the name of our company. That really is a legacy property in the sense that it's had one ownership group, the Robinson family, who started Super Bear in Juneau, or owned Super Bear for a very long time. They were not just owners of Super Bear, but they owned, that's who we purchased the 27 acre, the property from. And so it's kind of a changing of the guard and us acquiring this property and building off of what they created and bringing some new life, some new energy and vision into, like Paul said, some of the vacant parcels that are there. We've been working with the city on doing the site next to Heritage, between Heritage Coffee and Asiana Gardens, potentially having a transit center there. There's some other vacant land by the gas station that, we're talking to medical office users, chiropractors, dentists on possible build-to-suits and some potential retailers, restaurant users that we can't name right now. But there's very exciting stuff, and that's the goal of Alaska Legacy Partners, is to kind of find these untapped areas, again, not just in Juneau, but throughout Alaska, where we can kind of bring our energy into them and do, whether it's repositioning the property and just bringing new life into it. But that's the goal, kind of take this great piece of property. Like Paul said, it's the, you know, almost 70% of the population lives in the valley and out the road. And I think people forget that sometimes, that as far as just year round commercial center, there's a ton of commerce that goes on in that park. And so there's a lot to work with.
So what are your, is there like a grand plan for it, or a big vision, big picture vision for what you're going to do with this land? Or is it going to be kind of like, you know, some short-term stuff and then see what happens?
I mean, I would say that we're working on the master site plan now, but it's a fairly complicated puzzle, and, you know, we're getting our arms around it and figuring out exactly what the right moves are for the long term, and you know, making sure that, you know, if we make decisions now, they affect businesses for, you know, the next, you know, 30 years. So you know, we're taking our time and being careful about planning for it, but ultimately it's to really solidify its position as the hub for the valley from a commercial aspect.
And I think what kind of summing it up is that the ownership style that we want to bring to the table is a very proactive strategy, and just communicating with all the current business owners and letting them know what we're up to, and if they have expansion ideas, or you know, Heritage Coffee, for example, is in the process of, that's their Glacier Cafe location, as they call it. They're going to be building a brand new, beautiful two-story building that will replace their facility out there. The transit center, like I said, once you get going and you start seeing some of these improvements, and some of the business owners in there see the improvements, it's contagious and it's exciting, and you kind of feed off that. And that's our goal, is to just bring ownership style.
You know, we think it's important to have a clean, modern, safe environment. And you know, I think there's a lot of, you know, surface things that need to be kind of addressed at the business park first. And so, you know, our strategy right now is really just to clean it up, kind of beautify it where we can, and, go from there.
Have there been, or will there be, any conversations with the community about what this development means for the residents?
Yeah, first and foremost, we want to, Our first goal is to kind of define what we have and communicate that to the public and say, actually, Mendenhall Business Park is new. That's our new name for it. You know, it's never really been defined. It's been the Mendenhall Mall area.
Mm-hmm. Or Super Bear.
Super Bear. Super Bear. So the first goal is to kind of define it and let people know what it is that exists out there, and show that visually through some a site plan and some visuals on our website, or have its own website. And then absolutely do outreach. You know, one of the first things we'll do is hold a big community outreach day, where we have, you know, kind of a kid friendly picnic in the parking lot there at the mall. And just show plans of, if, you know, Heritage is ready at that time, here's their new building, here's what the transit center would look like or could look like. And it's a moving target. Like Paul said, we're trying to put the pieces of the puzzle together, but the underlying effect is that it is this tremendous piece of property that's right in the middle of the majority of Juneau's population base, and we want to realize that and kind of build off that.
Yeah, I mean, I think we have some kind of fun ideas too to tie the businesses together a little bit more there. Maybe make it a little more neighborly, and maybe have a reward sharing program between Super Bear and other businesses in the gas station, and really let them, you know, more or less share the customers. So, you know, we have ideas and strategies around, you know, just kind of making that the destination spot.
It's pretty exciting stuff. I'm really glad you guys were available to come on the show today. And I do want to mention that the purchase was just last month, so it's very new, and this is all kind of just the beginning. So I'm glad that you were able to come on the show and talk a little bit about what it's all going to be, what your hopes and dreams are for it, and what we can expect going forward. So yeah, thank you very much for being here.
Yeah, you know, if for updates and, you know, kind of more information, we're going to be doing that blogging and updating on our website. So that's
AlaskaLegacyPartners.com.
Yep.
It's a great site. I checked it out. Okay. So, yeah. Garrett Schoenberger, Paul Simpson from Alaska Legacy Partners, new owners of the Mendenhall Business Park. Thanks again for being on Juno Afternoon today.
Thanks.
Thank you.